Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. This segment brought to you by G2G Bars. All natural ingredients, no preservatives, plenty of protein. G2G Bars, perfect for anyone who needs a quick, tasty, and nutritious boost. All right, let's go out to the hotline. Welcome in the athletic director of Utah State in the middle of a couple big hires, both men's and women's basketball head coaching positions up for grabs. Diana Szabo, kind enough to join us. Diana, how are you?
Hi, Diana.
Hello. Thank you guys so much for your patience with my schedule. I really appreciate it and glad to be on with you today.
Well, appreciate you hopping on. I know you don't have anything important going on in that world up at Utah State right now, but I guess let's just go the bird's eye view. How are things going? What's the process like right now trying to find somebody to take over for Danny Sprinkle?
Yeah, sure. It's been a very busy week. As you could tell, our very first priority is trying to preserve our locker room and make sure that we are not only communicating and caring for our young men, but really giving them a platform and listening to their needs. I think right now we're at an unheard of position where we don't have a head coach quite yet, but we only have one individual that would return to our team next year in the transfer portal. So I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be able to see our team through this process and then let them make a decision about being an Aggie, and hopefully we're keeping them here in Logan.
You know, that's really an interesting concept, Diana, because it's a little bit foreign to me as a former college football player, where you're in a coaching search, but in the middle of the coaching search, you really got to focus on the athletes. They didn't used to really care. But now with the portal, you have to put quite a bit of importance into those kids knowing, hey, we're going to take care of you. How do you go about that? Is that assigned to coaches? Do coaches meet with the kids? Do you talk to them just to ensure them that the hire is going to be made and you're going to like what we do?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is vitally important right now. The transfer portal is such a fragile part. As you know, a lot of our young men went through the portal last year. It wasn't always a great experience for them. And, you know, we need to elevate our student-athlete experience. It was shocking to some to have Danny leave earlier this week. And really, we need to make them understand that they're important to us at Utah State University. They're important to our community, important to our fan base, and we want to keep them here as Aggies. So I did meet with our entire team and our coaching staff that's still in place Wednesday morning. We had about an hour and a half meeting, just listened, learned from some of them, you know, what they were hoping to have happen and really where they want to be. So it was a great use of time in really making, you know, myself accessible to them. You know, moving forward quickly this week, we narrowed down our candidate pool. We had some online interviews, some Zooms, and then we're moving into the in-person stage.
So let's back up a little bit. Danny Sprinkle, after you guys get back from Indianapolis, accepts the Washington job. I know that, you know, look, you have a coach, and you and I had talked quite a bit on the air. You hopped on the pregame show before the Purdue game, and you mentioned, like, look, we understand, you know, when you have success, the Barbarians are going to come at the gate, and they're going to be looking at your coach, and certainly that happened. I know you were not caught unsurprised by this, but did you have, throughout the last, you know, couple months when this momentum really started going, what is your process like in trying to determine, okay, I need to put my list together just in case this happens? How did you handle that, and how are you continuing to handle that?
Yeah, I'm a really proactive person, and I never want to be caught flat-footed. So as we continue to have more and more success, I mean, Danny led his young men to 28 victories this year. I mean, that's episodic. That's lightning in a bottle. And congratulations to him and his coaching staff, because that's a lot of hard work. When they came in April, they had no one on the roster that returned a point. So they really grounded out, and I'm so happy for Danny's success, because you know what? That made our Utah State job that much better. And we've had quite a lot of outreach from so many agents across the country, from head coaches, from associate head coaches, who just really all want to be the next head coach at Utah State University. So started the process of looking for some pillars that we needed at Utah State. We needed someone who played a Mountain West style of offense and defense. Let's not forget defense. A lot of times we focus on offense, but we need some really great defense. We got to figure out how to get to the tournament and not be an 8 seed, because you go through the meat grinder every time. You know, and then we really wanted to look at what our student athletes needed as a modern coach, what would preserve our roster, and what fits with our community. We really need to have someone who is going to be embedded in Logan and in our community, be active all the time, you know, set down some roots, and not have to turn over a coach every year. Obviously, happy to have success, but the more you can contain and be consistent, the more we will sustain winning here in Logan. So that was really important. And then really just wanted to take a look at diversity. What coaches out there have a diverse staff that mirror the population of their roster? Because we didn't really have a lot of that this year.
So, Dan, I'm interested in your philosophy as an athletic director in the hiring process, because you hear athletic directors that will hire a search firm, or you hear of athletic directors like Jerry Bovee did when, you know, before you came on in the hire of Danny Sprinkle. It feels like he kind of did it more independently. What is your philosophy with firms or doing it independently, and maybe the doors that you open for help in these searches?
Yeah, I do think it's more of an art, not a science, and every situation calls for a different answer. And so, you know, whether you work with a search firm or you don't work with a search firm, I always want to make sure that we do, and we have a lot of research. I have a lot of relationships that I'm fortunate to call on, a lot of deans of college basketball, iconic coaches who have coached for, you know, well over 30 years in different talented individuals in the basketball space, whether it be NBA coaches or, you know, basketball media talent, just people that I trust and people that I could reach out to get a pulse beat and a temperature on who could be the next head coach at Utah State, or who has qualities that would fit the pillars that we established.
Who's assisting you in the process? Like, kind of take us behind the scenes a little bit, if you're willing, and talk about, you know, what that process is like, because I know that just being around you a little bit, I know you like to involve as many people as possible.
Yeah, I do believe in consensus and a democratic process. However, this has been a very small, tight circle. We do have a working committee of members from our athletics department that were very important in this search. I think we're using the same members for our women's search as well, so I'll be more comfortable to share that publicly, you know, in an announcement setting. But we're making sure that we all bring the added areas of our department to the forefront with these coaches, that we make sure our student athletes are well represented for their experience and their athletics achievement and their academics, and then make sure that the university and our brand is strong moving forward.
You know, the difference in what happened with the women's basketball coach and the men's basketball coach and the search that has ensued is it was quite unique, having to let go or move on from one and having one move on because of their success. How difficult was it, the women's basketball side of things, the decisions that have to be made and the process of it? How hard was that for you, Diana?
Well, first and foremost, you know, we want our student athletes to have a remarkable experience, and we have to have standards of excellence, and we have to have qualifying achievements. But more than that, we have to show progress as we march through our seasons. So with that and the lack of production for women's basketball, the decision had to be made. I probably am considered crazy in some circles of being an athletics director because I'm doing two major searches at once. The best part about that is that there are so many candidates out there for our women's position that have come forward being really excited, knowing that we have amazing basketball talent in the state of Utah, even stronger talent regionally and then nationally, and having a coaches pool for our women's candidate that are very confident in achieving that and very confident in growing the success of our women's basketball program and doing it quickly. So really excited for that pool. In fact, it's taken us a little bit longer with the women's basketball search because some of our candidates are still playing and are a part of this Sweet 16 this weekend. So trying to be respectful of them as they prepare for their games and still being a participant in our search.
So I know you can't go anywhere without being asked this, but do you have a timeline? Do you feel like, I mean, obviously you've got interviews ongoing for both sides, but do you feel like you're getting close to wrapping up either the men's or the men's and the women's hires?
Yeah, there definitely is urgency on both ends. And again, I'm going to point back to preserving those rosters and the student athlete experience. We have to be razor sharp and on point for our student athletes with these two hires. And so I'm hoping that early next week, middle of the week, we can have some really great announcements that make Logan proud and bring Utah State basketball to be the news of the day and carry the state for a little bit.
So, Diana, I'm really curious about this because I watch my guy Scotty here, who has been calling these games for a lot of years, and he's gone through a lot of head coaches on the basketball side of things, and he's great with it, and he does his study, and I think he actually likes maybe his change of scenery here and there. But, but it would be nice to see a basketball coach stick around for a while. Are there things that you can do as an athletic director, maybe impose big buyouts or find people that are more happy in Logan? Or are there things that you can do to ensure that a basketball coach will stick around for longer than a season?
Well, great question. And first, I will say Scotty is quite skilled and a master at his craft, and we really appreciate all that he brings to the excitement of Utah State basketball. So thanks, Scotty, on that.
Well said, Diana.
The $10 well are in said. The mail. We'll get you a Squirtle.
But, you know, really it comes down to our pillars and our core values and trying to make that in alignment with our community that cares so much. There is so much care here in Logan and so much care even past Logan in the Cache Valley, the Wasatch Front, and beyond, you know, that people are going to come a great distance just to sit in the Spectrum and be a part of Spectrum Magic. So want to honor and respect that, really want to find someone who can be ingrained and rooted in our community. And so that was a part of the pillars for both of these searches, not just our men's search, but our women's search as well, because we need to have confidence, we need to have excitement, and we need to have a grounded engagement with Logan and our immediate community and Utah State University. And then, you know, there's obviously those additional qualifiers that I kind of mentioned before with a great winning percentage, a great, very high basketball IQ, a great emotional intelligence for the care of people, you know, and really being that modern coach that's going to take care of a student athlete, not only in a competitive setting and academic setting, but in mental health, because that is so hugely important.
You mentioned great winning percentage and things along those lines. What are the tangible things that you're looking for, the things that you can say, okay, I need this. I need this kind of experience, or I need this kind of structured offense, or I want this. Like, are there certain pillars that you're looking for that in criteria that, like, okay, if I'm going to interview, you have to meet these certain requirements?
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, when you look at the net and you look at your scheduling matrix and you look at your strategies to put yourself and your team in the best position to be in the postseason, it's a complex algorithm with a lot of data points. But I'm not the athletics director that's ever going to tell a head coach what offense they need to run or what defense they're going to run or what the makeup of their coaching staff is going to be, because we have to find a seasoned professional who already has that ability to know what it looks like to be competitive in the Mountain West, to know what it looks like to be competitive in the non-conference season, and what are we going to do to get us to a higher ranking and to a better seeding come the postseason?
There's a couple of questions I want to ask, but I don't think you can or probably should answer. But at the end of the day, Give me kind of a bird's eye view. Have you been impressed with the pool of candidates? Have you been surprised by the pool of candidates? Just kind of give me your overall vantage point of the amount of people that have been interested in that men's job.
Well, just as a clarifying point, Scotty, you know, I did not come to Utah State to just be Utah State. I did not come to Utah State to just have an athletics department that is good. We are going to be great, and we will continue to elevate our standards. And I'm never going to apologize for winning, because we want to be 1, 2, or 3 in the Mountain West in everything that we do. So I'm not going to bring someone here who's just going to check a box and be good. We have to bring someone here for our women's program and our men's program that will elevate our student athlete experience, that will win, that will create basketball excitement in the community, and it's going to fill the spectrum, not just for our men, but our women as well. So the pool of candidates is very, very strong for both. I was actually, and our committee was pleasantly surprised with how strong and the process that we've had going on for women's basketball. I guess in the past it wasn't that strong. And so our men, of course, a ton of interest just across the country, everyone from head coaches to associate head coaches to maybe even a second assistant here or there. So the interest has been great. The amount, literally my phone on Tuesday stopped working because it was full from voice messages and texts. and it said no more storage, and I had to delete everything off my phone because it was just on fire. So I think that's a testament to our success and, you know, the current roster that we have.
So, Diana, do you want it out to spring ball a little bit, watch your football team a little?
You know what? I just communicated with my football coach today that I miss our football team, and I have not been to spring ball once yet, which I am sad and bothered by that. But I hope to get out there this afternoon. Actually, when we connected this morning, I was kind of giving him a heads up on that.
You're going to have to move your desk out there with you. Just take your whole desk out there, your phone.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day today for that, too, that's for sure. Really excited. I heard that our team has really, you know, a few new members of our team for this spring, but nothing like it had been in the past. So it's been a really conducive experience. Our locker room's been really united and just excited to see it firsthand.
So, back to this year's team, you lose Darius Brown. He's out of eligibility. But other than that, Mason Falsliff, I know, is in the – well, you know, I don't know if you can comment on that. You do have one player in the portal, but obviously has the option of coming back. If you could realistically run this entire team back, minus Darius Brown, add a little bit more shooting, add a point guard, and you could be right there back in the NCAA tournament, make a run, try to make a run to that great seed you talk about and get past the Sweet 16. Knowing all of that, knowing the pieces are right there to have another special season next season, does that change your aspect on how you make this hire in terms of trying to figure out, not only do I need to hire a good coach, but a good coach who can keep this team together and can relate to these individual players instead of looking long term? You know what I'm saying? Like trying to walk that line between trying to hire a great coach that's going to be great for a long time and also a coach that can keep this roster together going into next season.
Yeah, I absolutely understand what you're saying, but I don't think there's any promise or any commitment that we can have with any one individual that would lock them down for a long time anymore. Those days have since passed since Stu Morrill, and we'll never be going forward. We're in the modern day of college intercollegiate athletics with NIL and the transfer portal. And so with that being said, we have had intentional and nonstop efforts to keep this team in place. We have started to have more aggressive conversations with our collective on how do we make sure we are keeping just exactly the talent that we have in that locker room so that we can come back next year and achieve even more success. Just because we had a lot of great success this year with 28 wins doesn't mean that I'm not looking for anything less than that. Or any, you know, we need to keep this going and we need to keep reaching and rising every single year. So we are only looking at top talents and individuals who have experienced that and who can relate to that.
Well, Diana, we'll let you go. We know you're crazy busy. Thanks for making some time for us. Enjoy whatever weekend you can muster. I doubt you'll have much of a weekend, but as soon as you lock this down, let us know. We'll get you back on. We'll talk about your new hires at Utah State.
Yeah, I can't wait to do that. I want to thank you guys for all your support. Hope to see you next week at a press conference here in Logan, and go Aggies.
There you go.
Diana.
Diana Sabo right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.